freaking love this show. But yes, we do officially have word that season 9 will happen. No idea as to when just yet. I'm sure COVID has affected them in a similarly negative fashion as it has us. Hello, Nerdy Legion. We have a little bit of a short episode for you today. This is your reminder that I will be taking some time off. There is a potential that the last week of October, I will only get one episode in. I will be headed out of town on a little vacation that I was trying to take during the summer, but then, you know, COVID. So that's the first update. The second update is the other break is the yearly break that I take. So the month of December, a portion of the month of November, and a portion of the month of January, we will only be doing rumors episodes. So those will be once a week as well. That all being said, thank you very much, nerds, for joining me for your Comic Talk headlines right here on Comic Talk today on the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. So let's get into TV streaming. TV streaming is all follow-ups, so no brand new news. We're only going to be talking about follow-up things that we've already been discussing for a time at this point. So first up, we have Ghost Rider. That's right, the rebooted series from, it used to be on PBS back when I was a kid, and then they rebooted it over on Apple TV+. It just got announced that they're doing a season 2, which is super exciting. It's such a fun show. Honestly, haven't watched the entire thing, but, you know, nostalgia counts for something, so if you're a fan or if your kids are a fan, then October 9th will be the first day of the, or the first upload of the new season. I can't remember how Apple TV does it, but, you know, there it is. So that's what we've got there. Next, we're talking about Netflix and the Dark Crystal Age of Resistance series has been canceled after the first season. The fans of the Dark Crystal are super bummed about this, but apparently there's like 10 of those dudes, so I'm totally downplaying it. It does suck. I honestly have not watched the season just yet. There's so much other stuff on my plate that it's not really high on my priority list. Like Raised by Wolves is definitely high on my priority list, and gearing up for The Haunting of Bly Manor is high on my priority list. So other than that, you know, it's, I don't know. I like The Dark Crystal, but it's whatever. I'm going to stop rambling now. We're moving on next to the Emmys. And this is a correction as well as a follow-up because, wow, I'm dumb. I totally misread that Star Wars Mandalorian announcement. I read it as saying the Mandalorian has won all of these things, but no, the Mandalorian was nominated for all those things because the Emmys just happened like 2 days ago. I didn't watch it, so I can only see the news updates, and even the news places that are favorable to such things did not paint it out to be a great event at all, so kind of glad I didn't watch it. But the full list of winners is linked down in the description, so you can definitely click on that and go see. But honestly, if judging by the ratings, by the number of people who watched it or didn't watch it, I guess is probably more appropriate. There are videos on YouTube that go up and get more watches in a single day than the Emmys did on terrestrial television. That should tell you something. Anyway, so yeah, you can go find that down in the link down below. And then our last piece of follow-up news has to do with Letterkenny. Freaking love this show. But yes, we do officially have word that season 9 will happen. No idea as to when just yet. I'm sure COVID has affected them in a similarly negative fashion as it has us. So hopefully 2021 will see the release of season 9. Very likely, I should say, 2021 will see the release of season 9 and potentially season 10, because that's the growing trend amongst Letterkenny seasons, is they're so short they can do 2 in a year. But again, that is totally speculation. That is also the end of the TV streaming section. Now we're talking about movies, and honestly, the fact that that's a plural is a misnomer. This is movie section. This is, wow. Okay, so we have one piece of news, and honestly, like, I don't generally pad episodes, but this is a little bit of a stretch. The only reason I put it in here is because it's Akira. Akira is getting re-released into IMAX. There is a 4K remaster that they are putting into IMAX theaters on September the 24th, so 2 days from now, or probably tomorrow as you're watching slash listening to this, because it takes me a minute to edit these bad boys and get them up. So very likely, as you're watching or listening, it is already the 23rd. So definitely go find, I linked to a site where you can see what theater, because it's a very limited release, but it should be in a theater that you should be able to get to. IMAX only, 1 day event. If you can, you should, and it's going to be amazing. I got to move on. That's all we've got for movies. Now we're talking rumors. Rumors. So first up is a real quick and fun one for, or actually it's two. Excuse me. Yeah, first day with the new vocal cords. Yeah, sorry. So Flashpoint is our first set of rumors. And the first rumor for Flashpoint is Grant Gustin is apparently going to be making a cameo to kind of trade spots with Ezra Miller from the Crisis on Infinite Earths event that happened on CW. Ezra Miller came in at the very end of that. So now apparently they're working out a similar deal with Grant Gustin, making a short cameo in the Flashpoint movie. They're calling it The Flash, but come on, man, it's Flashpoint. Okay, so the other rumor is a little bit more bizarre, and that is that we're going to finally see Nick Cage proper as Superman in a live-action movie, because, yes, he voiced Superman in the Teen Titans Go to the Movies movie, but that doesn't necessarily count because we didn't see him in the suit. So now the rumor says they are working on a bunch of crazy, quote-unquote, crazy cameos, and Nicolas Cage is one of them. So likelihood of these two things. I think the Grant Gustin thing is basically a done deal because of the bit that we got from the Crisis on Infinite Earths. So I'm saying that's a 75% chance likelihood that it's going to happen. As far as Nicolas Cage, I mean, he is broke, kind of. So maybe I don't think that that's necessarily the direction they're going, but there is a fair possibility for that. So I'm saying 30% on the likelihood that Nicolas Cage will be Superman in the Flashpoint movie. Our next rumor has to do with James Bond. The movie after Daniel Craig's final movie, which is No Time to Die, they are reportedly going to be recasting the role of James Bond. This is not news. Craig has been trying to retire from this role for a long time now, so it's about time that he finally, okay, I'm done with the suit, you can find the next guy. Well, the new rumor says that Tom Hardy is number one on the list to replace him. They want Tom Hardy very bad. And actually, the rumor says that they were going to make this announcement back in November, but coronavirus. So now, reportedly, it's going to happen sometime early in 2021. Likelihood of James Bond being Tom Hardy, I can't really call this one. I'm going 50-50 because I can't. There's nothing to base this on. That being said, that's what we have for James Bond. Now we're moving next over to Killmonger. So Michael B. Jordan's Killmonger is reportedly getting a prequel of some sort. What kind of prequel? The rumor doesn't go into that kind of detail. It leaves it open. It could be a Disney Plus series prequel, or it could be a movie prequel. They kind of make it sound like it has to do with, getting Michael B. Jordan to sign on to do it, and then also working out the story and, you know, which medium is more appropriate for that kind of story. So that's the extent of this rumor. Likelihood for this one, I think this is pretty strong. I honestly think we've got about a 60% chance that this is going to be a thing. To go any higher than that, I would need a little bit more confirmation or a little bit more solid source. And this is kind of not the greatest source. So that is what it is. Next, we're talking about Star Trek. Apparently, number 4 in the Kelvin timeline has been officially canceled. There is reportedly a memo going around in Paramount saying that Paramount is no longer in the business of making Star Trek movies. They're only going to be making Star Trek series on CBS All Access. And that's even going to be changing. Remember, we talked last time that the CBS All Access is going the way of the buffalo, and or technically it's just changing its name to Paramount Plus. But Paramount Plus will be doing all of the Star Trek series going forward, and there will not be movies, according to the rumor. Likelihood that this is a thing is pretty small. Honestly, we will see Star Trek in the future. How far in the future? That part still remains to be seen. Are they going to try another reboot universe? Who knows? But we will be seeing Star Trek in the future. So this, on a long enough time frame, is 100% false. So 0% likelihood that this is true. But as far as where Paramount is right now, I'd say we got about a 25% likelihood that that is the case for at least the next 5 years. So then we're moving over to Blair Witch, which is a thing I didn't realize was still going on. Blair Witch is now reportedly going to be getting a series treatment that deals with, it sounds like it might have been, I take that back. It is going to be, according to the rumor, it is going to be a sequel to the first three movies and comic books and all that jazz. Going to do with kids looking to see if they can find the actual places from the movies and so on and so forth. So, likelihood of this, I don't know. It seems like a thing that a studio would do, but it also seems like something that nobody wants and nobody asked for. So putting those two things together, we got a 25% likelihood, I feel like, of this being a real thing. Next, we're talking about two pieces on Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Apparently, we have two series, spin-off series in the works. Very likely limited series, the first of which being a Dumbledore series with Jude Law in the role, and a second being a Grindelwald series with Johnny Depp playing the role. And this is honestly Warner Brothers trying to emulate what Disney's doing. It is totally what that sounds like. Or Universal. It's Universal that owns them, right? Yeah. Either way, the likelihood that this is in the works at some level, I think that's pretty likely. I think we're going with a 60% likelihood that this is in the works. Now, whether or not we're actually going to see either of these, that's probably a 50-50. It depends. There's a lot of variables at play here. We've got court cases going on with Johnny Depp. We've got contracts that need to be signed all across the board. So much going on as far as scheduling and stuff. And honestly, how much of a series they want to turn these into probably factors greatly into this as well. So likelihood we'll see something like this probably, again, 50-50 at best. Honestly, if I'm being 100% honest with myself, probably more like 30% on both counts. And then our final rumor has to do with Smallville. Smallville is reportedly getting an animated sequel. The animated sequel is, if it happens, is going to be based on the season 11 comic books that were released by DC, and just kind of sounds awesome. They do say that it is highly dependent on the main cast returning to voice their characters. So potentially that could be a thing. Rosenbaum is one of the other holdouts for doing stuff like this, but he's a big voice actor these days. So if they get the right contract in front of him, that should probably seal the deal for the rest of it. Welling, we know he's okay with doing this character for Peanuts, because that's apparently what he got paid for that Crisis on Infinite Earths cameo that he had on the CW. Just very awesome if it's true. So the likelihood that this is true, again, the likelihood that they want this to happen is probably pretty high. But the likelihood that we're going to be seeing something like this, I feel like that doesn't really fit a lot with the CW's programming. An animated series for a series that they've done previously, I can't go above a 30% likelihood on this. I feel like there is a fair amount there for them to do something with, but whether or not they actually want to do something with is slim, slim pickings. So that is the rumor mill, guys. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. That being said, there's also my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, where I get into a much longer, well, this time it's not that much longer, but a longer news show and a bunch of other Generally Nerdy things. So join me over there on the YouTubes, won't you? Thank you once again for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.